Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
Go on, pretty.
Congratulations are in order for our good friend, David Guetta. I would say he's a good friend of the show, right?
Yep.
He is officially a dad again at the age of 56.
Wow.
He welcomed his first child with his girlfriend, but his third child, he has two kids from his previous marriage, Jessica Ledon. They have welcomed their first baby together, named, I hope I'm saying it right because I know it's French, Cyan, C-Y-A-N.
Is that the same as the color?
Yeah, like cyan blue, but we say cyan. I'm sure that's not the right way to say it.
Right.
It's very American.
Cute. Well done, David.
Yeah, we love David.
I mean, he looks great. He looks about 35, doesn't he?
And it was cute because all the other DJs, like Diplo, everyone, were like commenting, congratulations. I find it really cool when other celebrities comment on a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because they're like actually friends, but you see them as celebrities. Strange. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Beast has struck a deal with Amazon for the biggest competition series in TV history. This is so huge. He's not only the biggest YouTuber, but now he's going to have a competition show with the biggest single prize in the history of television and streaming.
Whoa.
So, are you ready for this?
Is he putting the money up himself?
I don't know how he does it.
Right.
I'll be honest. So, he's got 1,000 contestants competing for a $5 million cash payout.
Wow.
A 1 in 1,000 chance to win $5 million cash.
Can I sign up?
Yeah, go sign up. Nala, go do it.
I actually will sign up.
So it's going to be like the stuff that he does on his YouTube, but on a bigger scale for Amazon. And there was a massive bidding war going on, by the way, as to which streaming service is going to pick this up, and it was Amazon who won.
It's always interesting to see how like YouTubes and stuff will do on TV, right? Because it's a different thing.
Yeah, but I feel like Mr. Beast is one of those where he's like kind of on a league on his own.
Yeah,
no one does it like him. I think he's super engaging. There's a reason he's the biggest YouTuber. It's because he's super engaging.
Right.
And he's not messing with the format that has brought him success.
Mm.
He's basically taking the same thing that he does on YouTube, but obviously better production quality, bigger audience on Amazon.
Right.
I think that's smart.
Well done.
Yeah.
We need to see him out here, don't we? Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Come on, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
We love him. Okay, and finally, saw this list and I was like, ooh, this is interesting. Game Time is an app for last minute tickets. So if you're trying to get tickets on the second market, it's one of those apps, right?
Like StubHub, yeah.
Yeah, in North America, predominantly. So they put together a list of like the top 10 concerts, but by average ticket price.
Mm.
So they looked at, I don't know, 20 concerts, the last 30 concerts, and they put it together. Can I name you some of them? So in at number 5, Olivia Rodrigo is going to cost you about $475. That's nearly 2,000 dirhams for one concert ticket.
On the secondhand market, right?
That's just number 5. Number 2, Adele, $1,000. That's 3,600 dirhams for one ticket.
In Vegas.
Yeah, but your number 1. Nala.
Of course.
It's Taylor Swift.
It's Mother.
This cannot be right.
They looked
at 18 concerts, averaged out the price. $2,600?
What?
Yeah. For a ticket?
I wonder if that's what Chris Fade paid when he went in LA.
$2,600 for one ticket.
That is crazy.
I am never complaining about concert ticket prices ever again.
And I'm going to teach my girls to like someone else that's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.